Prime Minister Blair believes it is possible to resolve what he calls some very tricky issues between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Doing so, he says, would send a massive symbolic signal.
I believe that by moving this forward, we send a very strong signal. Not just to the region, but to the whole of the world, that we are even-handed and just in the application of our values, that we want to see an Israel confident of its security and a Palestinian people able to live in peace and justice and democracy.
Mr. Blair spoke following White House talks with President Bush, during which they discussed this week's report from a bipartisan panel that proposed changes to military and diplomatic operations in Iraq. The report urged Mr. Bush to launch a new peace effort in the Middle East to give the United States what it called renewed credibility in the region. The president says he supports the prime minister's upcoming mission to advance work toward a two-state solution.
One of the reasons why there hasn't been instant success is because radicals and extremists are trying to stop the advance of a Palestinian state. Why? Because democracy is a defeat for them.
President Bush says the United States and Britain are working to help Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas strengthen his security forces and form a government that accepts a two-state solution. The Palestinian government is currently divided between Abbas supporters and opponents from the militant group Hamas. Prime Minister Blair says the lack of a national unity government among Palestinians is a major obstacle to resuming negotiations with Israel.
You can't have a government that everyone can deal with, and you can then negotiate a peace with between Israel and Palestine, unless it's on the basis that everyone accepts the other's right to exist. So that's the difficulty. It's not a kind of technical point. It's absolutely at the heart of it.
While recognizing immensely tough challenges in the Middle East, the Prime Minister says there's no way to succeed unless one just keeps on trying. Without resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Mr. Blair says the cycle of violence in the Middle East will remain unbroken.
You leave a Middle East in which the Israel-Palestine issue is not solved, in which there's no moves towards democracy, in which Iraq goes back in its old state, in which the Iranian people have no chance to express themselves. Maybe not in the months or 1 year, 2 years, but you'll have the same problem.
The Prime Minister says his Middle East mission is meant to explore ways to resume talks between the two sides and work around obstacles that include the release of Palestinians held by Israel and freedom for a kidnapped Israeli soldier held by Palestinians. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。